On the one-year anniversary of the killing of Osama bin Laden, President Obama made a surprise visit to Afghanistan. The anniversary and the president's trip did not go unnoticed by critics. With opposing views on the criticism this morning, we'll hear from commentators Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas. Here's Cal.
The killing of Osama bin Laden was a team effort over three administrations. For President Obama to take credit for the operation led by brave and professional Navy SEALs is like shoplifting. 1 year ago, Republicans praised the president for giving the order to enter bin Laden's compound in Pakistan. It was an American victory, not a partisan one. As former Attorney General Michael Mukasey wrote in yesterday's Wall Street Journal, Dwight Eisenhower credited the troops for the success of D-Day, and this was no D-Day. Politics once stopped at the water's edge. For this president, politics is nonstop because it's all about him and his reelection. There are some indications the public is disgusted with his arrogance, which is probably why he flew to Afghanistan yesterday in an effort to change the subject. Voters don't like arrogant leaders. A little humility and sharing credit go a long way.
And now with a different view, here's Bob Beckel.
President Obama made a surprise trip to visit the troops in Afghanistan yesterday. This week also marks the anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. The 11th anniversary of 9/11 this year falls right in the middle of the presidential elections. Many Republicans have criticized the president for politicizing bin Laden's death and his trip to Afghanistan, and Republicans are criticizing him in advance of the anniversary events surrounding 9/11. To criticize a president, any president, when he is visiting the troops in a war zone is the height of partisanship. Republicans should be ashamed. President Obama's decision to send Navy SEALs to kill bin Laden was, in former Republican Secretary of Defense Bob Gates' words, the toughest decision a president, who Gates served, ever made. And Republicans conveniently forget that it was the Bush-Cheney campaign which outraged 9/11 families by using Ground Zero as a backdrop for political ads. Let Republicans attack President Obama on national security, his greatest strength. It is dumb politics from even a dumber crowd.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas, part of commentary and analysis from all sides here on WTOP. And you can read Cal and Bob's latest Common Ground column tomorrow in USA Today.